come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Singing, oh, come, oh, come, oh, come. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise, 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 give him glory, 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 give him glory. We worship you. We come near unto thy tabernacle. We gaze upon the brilliance of your light. We give you glory, Lord. Give him glory. Sibolondes ke sabala. Mempotani kapos zapote mana rahas kebobosada iklasom potole rakopetane mosala babore kaboroko se babalamana parama santa babore kabosame kaboko palama ikabala kabosame olabai. Come
Shabokoria, Baros Kense Baliga, Ipapotolo Kogorosalibaka. Christ the Lord, Kogoroseke Balabalabalaba. Give him glory, give him praise. Subakanebamo. We magnify you, O God. We glorify you, O God. We speak of your wonders. We speak of your power. Oh, we worship. We worship. Come on, Abba Saka. Come on, Saka. Give him glory and praise. Oh, we worship you. He delivers you from destruction. He crowned you with tender mercies. He healed our diseases. We worship you. We worship you. Holy Mama, 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 Mama. Roko selana mamori amalana se mamori. Roko salima marebe you, O God, and we magnify your name, we glorify you. Oh, we give you praise and glory. Thank you, Lord. Today that answers prayer, shall all flesh come from among all nations, from among all tribes and tongues. Unto thee that answers prayer, shall all flesh come. For the infirmities heavily laden upon us we come. For the insufficiencies that we have found, we come. For on today, that answers prayer, shall all flesh come. Oh, come, let us adore you. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Thank you, Father.
As we draw near, we ask, oh God, that you enlighten us and quicken us by the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Let the living word of God spring in our spirit, overwhelm our understanding, and guide us in the path wherein we should go. This year, we dedicate ourselves afresh. We receive mercy, Lord, and your blood to cleanse us from the ignorance of our past. With a renewed determination, we are set to walk with you until we are consumed, until we diminish, and all that is left of us is your holy reality, blazing forth with power and with might. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated. You are welcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's what you have known for us to understand that when we come into the house of God, the presence of God, we are entitled to liberty in His presence. Liberty in His presence. There were seven words, or there are seven words in the scriptures translated praise. Seven different words. By the time you go to the book of Psalms, you keep seeing praise, 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 praise. But I want you to know that it's not the same word that is used in each case. In fact, upon close study, we came to realize that there were seven Hebrew words that were used in the book of Psalms to connote praise. Hallelujah. When we look upon the words, you come to see that God is actually revealing the liberty that we shall have when we come into the sanctuary of God. Have you ever come for prayers and you just felt like lying down, has it happened to you before? How many of you have just felt like lying down once upon a time? Did you really lie down? Sister, did you lie down? You wanted to be comported. Amen. Did you lie down? Okay, in fact, it was unusual for you to come into the house of God. Or maybe your lace was so streamlined and didn't want to compromise the alignment of it. Hallelujah. Seven words used in the book of Psalms for praise. Hallelujah. One of them is Yada, which is praise Him, lifting the hands. There are some expressions, some manifestations of God in the Spirit. Are you with me? Now, these manifestations are not external. You know, we have what the Bible calls the manifestations of the Spirit. Those are external manifestations when the Spirit of God decides to express Himself. Gifts and manifestations like word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discernment of spirit, those are external manifestations. But I want us to understand that in our walk with God, we'll come to a point where we realize that the Holy Spirit manifests inside. We talk of internal manifestations. For instance,
The Bible reveals that when the 70 that went to proclaim the kingdom returned, they came back and began to testify of the things that happened on the field. And scripture says that Jesus rejoiced in the spirit. That's a manifestation in the spirit. So the basis upon which these words in the book of Psalms for praise, these words are actually manifestations in the spirit that are expressed in the natural. Are you with me? Somebody just coming into God's presence and they are worshiping. It is through Bible study I came to discover that in the days of David, when times of prayer were called, there were musicians. And that's why our brethren help us. You notice that it's not every kind of sound that can inspire your prayer. Are you with me? The people that produce the music must be prophetic. They must be bringing the sound that is in heaven. If that sound comes from heaven, it will inspire your prayer. What it will do to you is that it's going to transport you. Transportation takes place and you arrive at high places in the spirit. Right? And so when you study your Bible and you see, let the high praises of the Lord be upon their lips and a two-edged sword in their hands. High praises there do not necessarily mean that we are singing loud. High praises refer to sound and songs that have the capacity to transport us to places high in the realms of the spirit. Are you with me? Yada. As we move to high places, suddenly you feel that the expression, because of the manifestation in the spirit. Are you with me? Because of that manifestation that is in the spirit, you feel that there is need for you to support that manifestation externally with the lifting of the hands. That is yada. Are you with me? That word yada is one of the words for praise in the book of Psalms. Now, so you should have liberty to what? Yada. If you do it in the flesh, it's not powerful. It is based upon a manifestation in the spirit. And that manifestation demands such an expression in the natural. Are you with me? Yada. In scripture, David said, he said, let the lifting up of our hands be as what? As the evening sacrifice. If you carry out yada effectively, it is equivalent to you buying a ram from North Bank and sacrificing it to God. It's so powerful. He said, let what? Our praises ascend to thee, and let the yada, the lifting up of our hands, be as what? The evening sacrifice. Because if you are going to slaughter a ram, the ram must surrender. Is that not so? Now, so there are manifestations of the spirit that demand a surrender. And at that point, the only way you can support that manifestation and feel better and receive ventilation in your spirit is what? Yada. If that yada comes out of that manifestation in the spirit that demands a surrender, and a commensurate response is applied in the natural, the Bible says that that act of spiritual devotion is equivalent to the evening sacrifice. the incense that rises from the tabernacle of your heart, from the altar of your heart, when you respond to the nottings of the Spirit, to Yada, is what? It's like, it's like the evening sacrifice. So at every point in time when we deny the people of God the possibility of liberty in the presence of God, what we have done is that we have compromised the riches of worship and its attendant power and its attendant dimensions that God has ordained for it. I was invited to preach somewhere, and when I appeared on the scene, I was given some form of orientation. I was told that it was wrong to say praise the Lord on the pulpit. That I should make sure that with all diligence I stick to the code and the decorum for operating on the pulpit. And one of which was what? No praise the Lord. Now, I have been saying praise the Lord for almost all my life. I was wondering how I will not be able to say it for the next 25 minutes. They say it is wrong for the congregation to respond, hallelujah. So don't incite them by requesting praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, some people are laughing more deeply. It seems this statement has a deeper meaning than what I'm saying. Yes, hallelujah. Well, I said praise the Lord 7 times, and the hallelujahs were powerful. But I didn't say it consciously. I wasn't trying to compromise things. But you see, 5 deaf people began to hear. So I said, praise the Lord. And even the person that gave the instruction forgot. Liberty in the place of worship is one of the things that David fought to pioneer among God's people. You know that he was that personality that danced so much that his garment. It's not as if he became naked. You see, a king actually has layers of garments. Are you with me? He has what? Meanwhile, in order for a king to retain his full scope and strength of majesty, where is Pastor Dan? Okay. Pastor, you see that seat? Eh? Anytime we are holding a meeting that is not the type we use camera, let them look for somewhere to hide it. You understand? If it's in that office, just, in fact, after contact, hide it. So that nobody will, during prayer, nobody will feel moved. You know, it's also a manifestation. And the person feel moved, that his own prayer will be expressed better if it's up. So let us avoid such manifestation in Jesus' name. Meanwhile, those people on that team, you can quietly calm down. So it's not that type of manifestation. That one is not captured in Psalms that time. You know why I'm saying this? Some people will come here that don't have the knowledge that we have. That this year, many people with different orientations. Let us not make it too difficult for them. But we cannot compromise. All right? Our liberty. That's the only thing we have. Can't compromise it. But I'm just saying so that they will understand. We will try as much as possible to adjust a lot of things. God will help us in the name of Jesus. David pioneered something in the book of Psalms. It was not just that he loved writing too much. 150 chapters. No, he was trying to pioneer a culture among the people of God. So I said that when the 70 came back from the apostolic mission, they came and began to testify to Jesus, and the Bible says he rejoiced in the Spirit. Now, only the Holy Spirit knows what that phrase means. He what? Many times that thing has happened to you. You just rejoice, but you cannot put it to human language. Have you been caught up in that fix before? It was so strong. And the only way you could feel some ventilation was yada. And so it oozes into heaven with the same momentum that a sacrifice would have had in the evening time. It's powerful. Now, please bring the guitar. The box guitar. Not bass. Is there anybody that can play the acoustic? You can play it. Elisha, can you play it? You can now. Nobody can play it here today. I want to show you another word for praise. Praise him touching the strings. See, there's a level and a frequency of access that you cannot get except the strings are consulted. And in those days, if you check the kind of instruments that were used in the time of David, most of them were string instruments. We have things like the cornet. We have things like the harp. In fact, when we went to Israel on Mount Zion, there was a portrait of David. He was holding a harp. Oh, Jesus. You see, music those days, most of what music was the expression that came through string instruments. Hallelujah. So David, one of the words for praise in the book of Psalms is praise him, what? Touching the strings. Hallelujah. Now call those my music people that went out. Call them. Today I want to show you that there is power in liberty that expresses the manifestations in the Spirit. Now those manifestations in the Spirit cannot be put to human language, and so you cannot fully describe it. Do you understand what I'm talking about? The only way to actually receive ventilation when that manifestation has captured you inside is that there is an external expression that you must use to support that inward manifestation. I know several besiegements of the devil that will be broken if there is a manifestation in the Spirit that you know how to express externally effectively. Has it ever happened to you before?
Amen.
Have you had this experience before? You woke up in the morning and you didn't feel like praying, you didn't feel like talking. Has it ever happened to you? You just felt like being, even if somebody greets you. It's a form of beseechment. What you do is that in that situation, use your will. You see, your will needs to support your spirit sometimes, because your spirit sometimes is under attack. Now, those of you that preach frequently, if you have gone to a place and you could not release your spirit, you have a message from God and you are preaching it and your spirit is not being released, it means there is warfare in the place. Now, I need to, by experience, I need to educate you. You find yourself in that situation. Until the atmosphere loses, don't try to minister to anybody, like to pray for the people, because your spirit is still fighting. If you try to minister, you are going to lose a lot of spirit energy and you become vulnerable to satanic attack in such cases. What is happening is that there's a demon that is warring with your spirit. I hope you know you are a spirit that you have a spirit. And that demon that is warring with your spirit is barricading your spirit from flowing with the Holy Ghost on the frequency of his operation. Because of the presence of that demonic attack, you will notice that even your vocal cord, the desire to use it, is shut down. Okay, let me go further. Have you ever been pressed by suppressive demons when you were sleeping before? Do you realize that when you were oppressed like that, you lost the ability to talk? That oppression was not physical choking. It was your spirit that was being suppressed. And it's not by one spirit, by many spirits. Those spirits were dispatched, and those spirits normally come from 12 midnight to 2 a.m. They were dispatched from a witchcraft coven. At least now we know better. Sometimes like that, they need to subdue you. And if you accept to be subdued, that's when they can drink your blood. Sometimes in the witchcraft coven, they say today is a pastor's blood they want to drink. Today. And then they come and suppress your spirit so that your spirit cannot flow with the frequency of the Holy Ghost. It is isolated, it is rigid, it is heavy. It's not light enough to synchronize. And when it's not light enough to synchronize, the manifestations in the spirit will be hindered. And instantly it affects your vocal cord. I'm just trying to make you understand that the activities in the spirit that can affect physical expression. Oh my God, you are not with me. Fred, go for strings. Since we don't have anybody that can play the acoustic. There is an atmosphere that is created. You see, the best mode, if you study your Bible, there are 13 modes that your spirit can take. 13 modes, 13 orientations. Alright? But we don't have time to look at all of that. But only one mode is an accurate mode. The best mode that your spirit needs to have in order for you to interact with the power of the Holy Ghost that is at your disposal is that your spirit needs to be light. 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 Have you ever been weighed down and then you just came for prayer meeting? You were just, well, flowing. And suddenly, something happened and your spirit became light and joy came back. The demons that were oppressing you were creating weights so that your spirit will not be pliable enough in the movements of the Spirit of God. And because of that disconnect and that disorientation, you could not tap into the power of God that was available to you. You must understand and know how to discern the condition of your spirit. That is what will determine the kind of power that you have resident access to. Now, so some of you that live in depression for a long time, circumstances and situations have become your Lord. So that when something goes wrong, it affects your emotions easily. You are still a babe. If you were at the river Akaba, where Ezekiel was as they were taking them captive to Babylon, you would not have been able to sing the Lord's song. So the devil comes and he puts the weight upon you so that he can disconnect you. He can make you heavy when the Holy Ghost is light. By the river Kaba, the prophet said, we sat and wept. Their wives, they were dispersed from their wives. Some of them did not see their children in transit. It was a time of great sorrow. It was a time of great, great pain and anguish among the people. Kaba was a nodal town. And they decided to make camp there for a few days so that the lean and the hungry ones could find some form of sustenance. Then their captors wanted to chide them I said, why not sing? We have heard that you are a singing people. We have heard that there are songs in your nation. Behold the harp and the cornet. Sing unto us one of the songs of Zion. But you see, there was a condition on ground. There was sorrow and dolor on ground. Even though it was recorded in their history that there was a battle that their nation fought, that they had no need for sword, shield, and spear, that it was the praises of the God of Jacob that discomfited the enemy. They could not arm themselves with that memory at that point in time because their spirit was weighed down by much sorrow. But in the testimony that Isaiah gave us in the book of Isaiah, because we're not told that Isaiah prophesied before that time, Isaiah was one of the few people that sang the songs of Zion. There was no orchestra to back him up, no singing group to support him. But as he sang one of the songs of Zion, the Bible says the heavens were opened and he beheld the visions of God. Those have discovered that those times you feel more depressed. If you can rebel against the devil, if you can rebel against that spirit of heaviness that has been placed upon you, Alabagwa, the heavens are open at such times. And that's what the Bible says, that instead of a garment of ashes, he'll give us the spirit of praise. Instead of the spirit of heaviness. So the devil knows that he can limit you by placing heaviness upon you. So that the consciousness of God's manifestations by his spirit in your spirit will not be strong. And what you'll be conscious of are the pains, the sorrows, the bitterness. And even when your captors recommend an answer and say, sing one of the songs of Zion, what was the response from the camp? How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? What the devil really wants to achieve in the circumstance is not what made you cry. He just wants you to lose your song. That's all. For you to accept the weight that he has casted upon you. For you to accept that condition where the spirit of heaviness becomes the order of the day. Because he knows that in that state you cannot fight. In that state you cannot contend with him. In that state you have agreed with him. Your spirit needs to be light. And so he knows how to bring heaviness. And God says he will give us a garment of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness. He'll give us the oil of joy instead of mourning, that we might be called the trees of righteousness, the plantings of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And so David was trying to pioneer a culture among the people of God, that your praise and the manifestations of God in your spirit must have sufficient expression in the natural in order for it to produce the power that is needed. Is that the harp? No, just keep playing. There is an atmosphere that the strings create. And so David, having studied the world of praise in detail, he came up with some capsules that will help anyone that wants to learn the ways of contacting God and accessing God in the midst of an atmosphere where you do not seem to feel the presence of God, but you need a contact with heaven so that you can get the contribution, the input of heaven concerning the matters. He revealed to us that it is possible to touch heaven under any circumstance if you know the principles that govern the environment and the workings of God when he manifests in your spirit. Hallelujah. Of all the parts of the pilgrimage, Zion. See, there was a consciousness that scriptures began to open when we entered Zion. Scriptures. Scriptures. Powerful scriptures. And so the devil shuts down the activity of the Holy Ghost in your spirit when he lays the burden of heaviness. How many of you are still carrying? That's why when we come corporately, if more than half of the congregation is under the weight of heaviness, the preacher's anointing will be shut down. So preacher man, when you find out that your anointing is shut down, just know that you are contending with heaviness. That the devil has isolated people in the congregation and has slowed them down with the burden of heaviness. And that's a time to pray, not a time to preach. Until liberty comes in the spirit. And when liberty comes in the spirit, there's a consciousness that is factored into your spirit. And you can discern that with the movements of the Holy Ghost that I feel inside, in order for me to have ventilation, I need to lie down. That's when it is consummated. When you respond to the movements and you consummate it in the action that the Holy Ghost demands. At that point, he said, even the lifting of the hands can be as strong as what? As the evening sacrifice. There are some times like that when we pray, and when these people have given us back up, you feel like dancing. That's what we call the dance of the spirit. It means that in your spirit, the Holy Ghost is dancing. And if you are not responding to the dance in the natural, and you stand like this, you will not feel okay. You feel like someone that is suffocating. Because the life in you is in motion. Jesus. It's not as if we are dancers. Do you understand that? But there are times we need to. There is a dance inside, and you don't feel complete until that dance, that expression is consummated. That's when praise has power. That's the kind of praise that can cause even the ground, the curse on the field, on the farm, that has brought barrenness to the ground, to the earth. That's that, the kind of manifestation that makes the earth to yield her increase. There's power in responding to the manifestations in the spirit. And so when Jesus said, when the Bible said Jesus rejoiced in the spirit, it was the oil of joy that the Holy Spirit poured upon him. And suddenly, joy unspeakable, full of glory, glowed on his inside. I am sure that Jesus did something externally to respond to that movement, but the scriptures did not give us insight. Didn't give us full insight. Because when he moves like that, you respond in the natural. So there were several kinds of movements that David felt God moving him. And the only way he felt better under such circumstances was that he took the strings, the string instrument. And he began to play. And that response, it released something like a perfume in the place. Something contagious. Something that you can perceive. Are you with me? You are not with me now. There are many times if we are moving in prayer and you come late, the moment you walk through that door, you are infected by this perfume that is released. You don't need to pray for as long as we prayed to come to that spirit. You are brought into it. It is easily so when the strings are playing. It makes that spiritual activity contagious, like a plague, like a virus. It can infect and affect. And so David said, praise him. I remember in ABU, there was this guy that he could play the strings. Even though no Nepalite, were on the open field, Hallelujah. You know, that was where I met my wife. She was in that revival. And we were instructors in the revival. But I did not go there to look for a wife. You must understand. My God. We were instructors. Well, you see, when the movements of the spirit is pivotal, when it's operational, you see other things too. Apart from, you see all kinds of things. Jesus. You see things. Chief Don, you just behold. And if you see in the night, you are a seer. So we're instructors. And there was this guy that plays the string. And those days, I could not even preach. I was just a flat teacher. So when I begin to teach and the anointing begins to move, I just feel at a point that we need to introduce the strings. And as the strings, what is happening in my spirit that I can't control becomes contagious. It affects everybody. Sometimes we can stay on the field for so long, and by 4 a.m. Sometimes like that, we gave prophecies. The heavens opened and rain came down. Mighty things were infested. It multiplied. That was when I discovered the secret of the strings. It multiplies the effect. It infests people. Even people that doubt God, when we get to that level and God demands that kind of praise, that's the best day for doubters. Because this plague, no one can resist it. So David, the professor of praise, now wrote. He said, praise him with the instrument. And then he said, and with the harp. Not just any kind. Alright? You can bring all the instruments. Don't forget what? The harp. It's an expression. It's a reality. And then it becomes contagious. You know, there are many people in this city, because pastors don't like some of us, so they have spoiled our name. So some people now decided to, let us come and see this troublesome preacher that they are talking about. Hallelujah. And then the choir now embarrassed everybody. Raised one of the songs of Zion. And they came and they forgot what they came for. The strings infected them. If we are going to infect our society, infect our offices, infect the land, there must be a manifestation in the spirit that we carry. So that when you infect people, sometimes God lays a scripture upon your heart and you are just sharing it. You have infected. But the manifestation must be inside. Then the Holy Ghost gives you what you will use to express it. And when you are expressing it, it is consummated. It has the capacity to infect and to affect. So he said, praise him touching the strings. Then he also said, praise him bowing the knees. There are sometimes you just feel like going down. I don't need to call the Hebrew words. It will not make any meaning to you. Bowing the knee. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So if the people of God are bridled, robbed of their liberty in the spirit, what the effect and the implication of that is that our corporate strength is cut off. Our ability to fuse, to become one in spirit is cut off. Then our corporate ranking is diminished and we begin to lose penetration. And the church, which is supposed to be an expression of a reality that is high in the heavens will become reduced to creatures of time, and a religious spirit will possess our fellowship. And before you know it, we'll be preachers of the letter that kills, from death unto death. But God forbid, in the name of Jesus. There is a campaign of the enemy in this present time to cut off and kill every sense of lively, living worship. So many religious things have been brought into the Church of Christ. I just heard one yesterday that a church has come into a purer dimension of revelation recently, that perfume is for the dead. That a woman with the alabaster box, when she broke the box before Jesus, Jesus said, "You have prepared me for my burial." And that was a revelation that inspired that dimension that is for burial. That nobody from hence should come here smelling like rose flower. It's of the dead. And we are in the we are the living. And we go deeper and deeper in darkness and death. When we lose the fact that the liberty that we have in expressing the movements of the Spirit is what really makes us mighty and strong. How will you read the scripture out of context? And that's why we did the principles of biblical interpretation. When I preached that message on air, one pastor insulted me. Damn Boruba. What was the problem? People were being enlightened to know God and how to relate with Him, so that the deception that is coming, they will be strong enough to discern it. He felt that what we were preaching was going to destroy what he was building. Why not build right? Today now he will insult me, because today is Tuesday. He will still call me again and say, "Waka." Nobody can take that liberty in the Spirit away from you. Not even your wife, not even your husband. Not even the crisis in the home. Make sure that you retain in your spirit one of the songs of Zion. Somebody ran the other day and said, "Problem." I said, "No, you are the one that gave this problem the authority to influence you like this. Why not dissociate from it? Will you die?" I was good before the what produced this problem came. I was good before they stole my car. Should I now sit down and be crying? I said, "Let's go and sleep first. When I wake up, we will now discuss." And no revelation came in the night. So I now say, "This car will not discuss it again forever." Why not dissociate yourself from it? Were you not okay before you had a car? Jesus, bless. And we didn't give the devil an opportunity to feel important. The songs of Zion were still flowing in the spirit. I came to my country trekking, but you people did not know. But I didn't diminish in any form, because my security is not in the vehicle. My security is in Christ Jesus. And nothing is wrong with God. And that is a proof that we are bigger than the car. And so if we ride Jeep, we will not get corrupted. So there's so much religion coming into the church to bridle the people and cut them off from the power of the liberty in the spirit. Power of the liberty in the spirit. I don't believe the best position in my prayer, all right, if I want to contact God very well, is either I lie down on the bed or I'm walking around. So I don't believe that in prayer you should not have the liberty. Some people will come here and say, "Who is mad people?" Don't worry, don't mind. Liberty. Paul said that some other churches came to spy upon them to see how they were expressing their liberty. Because Paul was one of the pioneers of the true mosaic of the apostolic Christianity. The Christianity that was operational in Jerusalem was mixed with Judaism. And so they were stoic. They were Epicureans. They were critical. But Paul went to the Gentiles. I said, don't mind them. The foundation of this thing you have been brought into is captured. The central basis of the economy of it is captured in the Holy Ghost that you were given as a seal of your redemption. Know him. Talk to him. He will teach you. He will lead you. He will guide you. And it's by his strength that you can fulfill the instructions that are in the word of God. If you are dissociated from him, you have started in the spirit and ended up in the flesh. And you will labor, because the Bible reveals that the way of the transgressor is hard. So I refuse to be subdued by religion, because I have met the Lord before. If you go and ask God some question, are you the one that is teaching this doctrine? He will tell you, I don't know. I'm not aware. So David ensured that in the book of Psalms, he pioneered the culture among the people of God. He said, praise him, bowing the knee. When the revelation of the awesome holiness and the awesome wonder of God seeps into your spirit, and you know God is God all alone, all by himself. He's all powerful, all by himself. All knowing, all by himself. All strong, all by himself. Suddenly, you will now discover that it's not as if he's trying to make you small, but you are small. When that revelation comes to you, you receive ventilation by bowing the knee. I diminish, I decrease, so that you can increase. That it might be said concerning me, it's no longer I that liveth, but it's Christ that liveth in me. And so David wanted to pioneer that, so that it will be recorded as a culture among all the people of God in every generation, that your liberty in the spirit is your power upon the face of the earth. Many times, if God wants to wrought deliverance, what he will do is that just lays a scripture upon your spirit. He gives you a little instruction. He imparts life into you, and suddenly faith is born on your inside. And if you, by any means, act upon that little thing that he has shot into you, his eternal power and the excellency of his glory is made manifest, so that you will know that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power might be of God and not of us. It is in responding to that expression that the power that is bubbling on your inside can seep out into the natural. That is where the power lies. So your liberty in the spirit, something very significant that you should not surrender to situations, circumstances. You must retain in your heart one of the songs of Zion. That's what Ezekiel said. By Kabah, who were carried away captive, were going to Babylon, and our captors required of us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? I had a vision while we prayed today. Maybe we may not have enough time to express it. The first 5 minutes when I walk into a service, I'm trusting God to show me his direction. Because if you don't know his direction, you don't know how to align so that he can express himself. And you know, where he was yesterday is not where he will be today. And so the knowledge that is blessed That knowledge of which you speak, in Greek is called the epignosis. It's not a knowledge you can learn. It's not a knowledge that can be taught. It's a knowledge that is only revealed. The epignosis. The revealed knowledge of Christ. We need that knowledge every day. And so when I walk into the service, what I normally do, for the first 5 minutes, I'm trying to get the epignosis. I need the revealed knowledge of God's position and what He wants to do. Today I saw angels. And this is what they did. This is the first time I'm seeing this. If we had from now till 9, some of you will leave here crying. Because when there's manifestation in the spirit, and we know how to respond in the natural, so that we're in alignment with that manifestation, the manifestation begins to come into the natural. That was what David was trying to teach in the book of Psalms, that there are movements of God in your spirit. You must identify the movement and respond to the prompting. That is when your worship is consummated and it becomes an act of power. Let the people praise thee. Let the people praise thee, O God. Then shall the earth yield her increase. There's always a physical manifestation that finds expression when praise is consummated. The cause of barrenness can be subdued. I saw these angels and they held themselves, held one of their hands. I saw two there, two at the back, two in this place, two held their hands. So I was wondering, what orientation is this? That's why I didn't receive the mic when you gave me, because it's not all about me. You don't know what they are doing, and then what are you coming here for? Meanwhile, as you were praying and leading prayer, I didn't know you have that anointing. Jesus. As he was leading prayer, they were pouring water. And you were sensing it in the spirit. But most of you had a problem responding to the promptings. Or maybe your dignity is still higher than his prompting. Many people should have knelt down today. Many. But you see, we are learning the things of the spirit. You know what? If all of us are aligned, we can bring Jesus down from heaven into our midst. Just like 120 people were aligned and they brought the Holy Ghost out of heaven. But those are things that you cannot do in your closet, in your bedroom. It's not an individual anointing that can release the Holy Ghost out of heaven. There's a measure of the Spirit you can experience in your closet. But the apostles prided themselves in the power that they had access to in their gathering. And so after threatening Peter and John, the Bible says they came to their own company and shared the things that the high priest had said. Then the scripture was quickened into their spirit. Why do they hidden rage? And the people imagine everything. The rulers and the kings take counsel against the Lord and against his anointed. See, let us bind their cords asunder and cut their cords from the midst of us. But he that sitteth in the heavens, he shall laugh. For the Lord shall have them in derision. Hallelujah. The kings yield to folly when they think that they can fight against the Lord and his anointed. The Bible says when they had prayed, the place where they were sitting was what? Was shaken. The foundation of the building. Not spiritual building, no. Physical building. Was shaken. You know, Pastor Adeboye told us a testimony. When they found out Redeem was alive, they traveled to Israel and they were praying in a hotel. Prayer was so intense that heaven opened and the foundation of the building, it shook and it cracked. those scriptures are not, you know, the Pope came up this year. I think he's possessed of devils. He's possessed of devils. And I am of the opinion. Sorry, if you are a Catholic and you are born again, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the Pope. And please, don't be offended. Okay. But I have to say the truth. He is what? Possessed of devil. Because he said that the story of Noah is a fable. That he has had a pure revelation. It's not Jesus that spoke to him. Hell is a metaphor. Sorry, on the mountain. Because the Bible says it shall come to pass afterward in the last days. That the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be exalted at chief above the mountain. It shall be exalted above the hills, and men shall flow into it. On that mountain, there is only one man that will be supreme. His name is what? Meanwhile, if you are offended with me because of what I just said, there's no problem. Someone that has come and is contradicting the written word, if it were in the days of Israel, he will be stoned to death. Now, are you seeing what is happening? There is a fight to take away the reality. There is a fight to bring people to a point where they are confused about what they have believed. Meanwhile, Paul said, I know whom I have believed. You can take away the coat of many colors, but there's something you can never take away, that reality of God. And that's what we were called to dispense to our generation, so that everyone will know that Jesus that died is alive today. He is not born again. I pray for him that his eyes will be enlightened. Meanwhile, I need you to understand the politics. That was the same thing they wanted Benedict to do. And Benedict, they gave him two options. Do that, or resign, or die. So Benedict decided to decline and went for an apostolic pilgrimage. Because he could not do that. So they now brought somebody that could do that. Because what they are trying to do is to formulate what is called the New World Order. Now, they have discovered sociologists. On a high level, have discovered that the strongest influence in the earth among men that shapes men is religion, is belief. So they want to merge all the religions together by discouraging the extremities. That's what they call it. The extremities of religions that make them different, so that they can encourage the similarities, so that they can forge one religion upon the face of the earth. So they needed a pope with his stature to pioneer deception, so that it become widespread. But we have a heritage in God. The spirit that tabernacles us is ancient of days. His wisdom is strong, his power is eternal. And unto him shall the gathering of his people be. Everything is fighting to take that reality away. Say, perfume is for the dead. And is now a doctrine. Marginalizing the destinies of people. Putting them in a situation where the burden will be so intense that they will lose their identity in God. You know why the Muslims will always fight us? They know what we have is a lie. They don't have a problem with the idol worshiper. But they have a problem with you and me, the Jew and the Christian. Because the way of their God has an established history into the times of Egypt, where his mighty hand discomfited the land and turned the sea into blood. That history is not a good one. I came to say today that the God in you
He's alive and he moves. He moves. And David's perspective of praise is giving expression to that movement, so that the movement is consummated, not just in the spirit, but also in the natural. Then he releases power. The earth and the heaven fuses. And then the vista that partitions them and the firmament is taken. And then heaven and earth can have an intercourse. And angels can ascend and descend. And activities can move from heaven and come into earth, because there are people that have sensed the movements of heaven and they have responded in the earth in alignment. You know, I always promise that man, I want to send that man a text, the man that curses me every Tuesday. He will still curse me today. I want to promise him that the religion is preaching, by the time I'm 50, it will be wiped out. Cast not away your confidence. The God that lives within you, he has the power to recreate your environment. Get fused with him. Get sucked into him. Then he begins to teach you and to give you knowledge that cannot be taught. He begins to say to you things that cannot be learned. The epignosis of God, the revealed knowledge of Christ. That was why they could rattle the foundation of nations. They rattled the foundation of cities. And even the Sanhedrin complained, "You have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine." Let's take a shot from a scripture. Colossians chapter 1. Let the volcano that discharges energy in your spirit, let it not die. If you operate that day, if you operate that way, you will discover that you don't become depressed. Never. You don't need encouragement. That somebody say, okay, let's go and encourage. I did 7 days of fasting for my dad that was sick to be healed. Then I now had peace in my spirit. I thought the peace meant he will recover. Meanwhile, he now died. Now, so we were traveling from Abuja to the village. And we got there, we now saw his posters. That's how we knew of his death. I was going with my sister and her husband. My sister just fell down. When she saw the distance, she just fell down. Meanwhile, I wanted to fall, but it would have been a lie, because I was not falling inside. Jesus. Makombolo. They say, when they are lowering the body, then the thing will down on you. Oh, I'm the last son. So they say, firstborn, poor son. Last son, poor. I was waiting for it to down. He that is within you. The Lord was standing up inside. I could not catch any occasion to cry. So they say, I'm possessed, that I'm wicked. You are wicked. My name is Kabbalah. Sorrow can get you if you are down. If you are down, that's when sorrow can get you. Because I could not explain why I didn't cry. And then our church members now came, let's go and encourage him. So when they came, they began to talk. They were short of words. So a scripture dropped and I began to share with them. And I discovered they needed encouragement from the Lord more than myself. They went home charged. Jesus. You might want to attack a man. You are waiting for him to go down. If the man knows praise and how to respond and synchronize with the movements of God, you miscalculated. Because that time, you say, okay, now let's leap upon him. That time, he has the strength of 10 men. There is not one Muslim. I was in a Christian chat room. One Muslim came to evangelize me. Then I began to bring points. Because I know the Quran too. The guy logged out. Said, this one is not evangelizable. God has made a mark. He now
waited for 30 minutes, he came back, and I went to him and I said, I have seen the glory of God. Seen the death here. Have you seen a dead person in your mosque here before? He now logged out again. Many Muslims need to log out. What are they preaching? They don't have a message. Which message will you preach? That somebody will follow Allah. Which, help me now. What will you preach? The God of Boko Haram. What? Help me. He should be banished. His followers should be without shoes. They should walk on foot. Meanwhile, you need to know that in the book of Revelation, that fourth horse that is called a pale horse, that word pale is chlorophyll, which means green. And he's talking about Islam. That's the fourth movement. That Islam is the sign. The green is the sign that will reveal to us that the end of time has come. The green. I went to Palestine. That was when I knew that the color of Islam is green. The green horse. What John was saying was that when the green horse begins to gallop, know that the time has come. So we cannot lose it now. The green horse has begun to ride. So we must be strong in Christ Jesus. There are three times that word chlorophyll appears in scripture. The two times, two other times is green. In Revelation, you know, the guy had problems. Say, green? How can a horse be green? So he now used pale. But the same word, green. Chlorophyll. I hope you know chlorophyll is that green pigment in the leaf that makes it green. So when we got to Palestine, it dawned on me. Most shops, they are okay, Ben is here. Our guy is here. Most of the doors, green colored. I now started understanding. The green horse is riding. I hope you know that's the horse that they call death. Islam is a religion of death. That's their god, a blood-sucking demon. That's why when you are possessed by him, you will kill for him. That's what it's all about. That's what the book are. What message will you preach that somebody will accept that god? That's why they want to conquer the world through population explosion. Marry four wives, eight wives, give birth to 11 children, so that in 50 years time we Christians give birth to two. In 50 years time, naturally through population census and geometric propagation, the world will be Islamic. You don't understand what is happening, but I tell you, let them give birth to 40. Jesus will touch down. Most Muslims that gave their life to Christ, Jesus appeared to them. Why is Muhammad not appearing to people? I know that one of our destinies in this land is that we are going to evangelize the Islamic north. That's why we do what we do. We must retain the original, that which God has committed to our fathers. We cannot lose it on the bed of religion or hypocrisy. Spirit of God is alive and he can testify for himself. They know that their time is short, but they will not win this nation. Whether by sorcery, by witchcraft, by enchantment, they will not win this nation. They will not conquer this land. They are passing through Naka, going through the other side, killing people. Oh, mama ya kakubo. What did Jesus tell Paul? You cannot kick against the barbed wire. Can't kick against. I see the treachery. CBN will now write to the church and say, when you are spending huge money, tell us from where. Where is it done in the world? It's an agenda. We curse the pioneer of that principle and we curse that counsel in the name of Jesus. God will bring power to the church again. We will pray, just like we prayed our Abacha die. There are many people that will begin to die. How do you preach a religion of death? How do you preach it? What words do you use? What teaching aids do you use? What video clip can you use to preach about death to people that they will embrace it? is alive.
And he lives inside of you.
As he moves, respond to his movement. As he lays a scripture, take it from him and begin to quote it in your mouth. When he lays a song upon your heart, sing it. We have songs of Zion to sing. Circumstances cannot manipulate us. Situations can't control us. That song is independent of the circumstance. What you put in your spirit, the circumstances can do nothing about it. We can sing his song in a strange land. We can proclaim his majesty even when situations are contrary. Can we pray tonight? Can we pray tonight? God, I will not resist you in my life. As you make yourself manifest, I'll give expression to you. How can you preach a religion of death? Our God is a God of life, the custodian of Zoe, the blessed life, the life that satisfies, the life that is eternal, the life that cannot die. Ah, we proclaim you. We proclaim your name. We proclaim your kingdom. We proclaim your glory. We proclaim your power. Nothing will swallow what I have. They can take away that coat of many colors. But there's something. There's something that can never take away. I have heard his voice. I have seen his shape. I know his name. I know whom I believed. And I know that he is able to keep me even unto that day. Kabobo sande babalakane. Kabobo sekete. Say to him that is of a fearful heart, the Lord cometh. He will come. He will come and save you. His hand is not short. His ear is not heavy. He will come and bring deliverance even unto our land, unto our people. He will fight. He will contend. He will feed them that fight you with your own blood. He shall arise and his enemies shall be scattered. We believe in you, O God. We believe in you. Grant, O God, that your strength will well up in our spirit, that a little one among us will become a thousand. No passion, no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment against you, thou shalt condemn. Arise. Bring redemption to your people. Bring salvation to your people. Bring salvation to this land. Let the enemies of this land be cut off. So mama ne baba la mama mo. Zoleta babo se hey abolema. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all people, and then the end shall come. Oh God, we are your foot soldiers. Equip us with power, equip us with might by your spirit in the inner man. Let the least among us become as strong as David. We ask, O God, arise. Discomfit the enemies of Benue. End up Bakosa la Balaila.
There is a song locked in your spirit. There is a cry of a king in the midst of the people of God. No one can shut the light of that star. Its illumination shall destroy the tokens of wickedness and darkness. The time has come, saith God. The time for the restoration of all things. The time where out of the mouth of babes and sluggards, strength will be ordained. Sakoboli mama. Sakopoto sakabata babori. Strengthen us with might by your spirit in the inner man. Kabo sakabala baba. Sakabala baba baba. Arise, arise. Arise, arise. Let your enemies be scattered. Let your enemies be scattered. Let your enemies be scattered. Ikababoshata. Ikababarabalabala. Let your enemies be scattered. Let your enemies be scattered. Arise, arise. Kamborose la bada bagada. Ikababosande bazesana iraba. Ikanamamoro kosate balabashanta babo. Ikanamashanta babore balada bakuria. Kanamama Santa Babore. Bring deliverance to our people. Stop, oh God, the horsemen that seeks to bring destruction into our borders. Let our land dwell in safety. Let our king be protected from the vultures that seek to eat the destiny of this nation. Arise, O God. Let your enemies be scattered. They may have taken your coat of many colors, but I announce to you, there is something, that devil can never take away. Rejoice in the Lord and in the power of his might.
In my motion, I'm of course a minute. He kabobo said, I'm a man again, I'm a sign. Seminale babo sana parabella. We give a prayer. Take a hold of somebody right now. Just two by two. Just like I'm seeing the angels do. And you are praying for that life. He will go beyond his limitations. He will go beyond the barricade. He will go beyond what has hindered him. This year, she will mount upward wings. Begin to pray for that life right now. Abolahi. Impate. Hitherto you have asked me of nothing, saith God. Ask and ye shall receive, and that your joy might be full. 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 You are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out right now. You are coming out. 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 Yes. Sumama. Sumama da ilabaka da babo. Ikamala to baleba. This year is your year.
shall be able to resist you. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous one of them in. And I say, whoa, 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 whoa. You will not die. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name.
Okay. Now let's do a prophetic thing. The angels have changed their way. Can you raise your right hand like this? In the next 5 minutes, begin to declare the things you want to see in your life, in your family, in Benue State, in Nigeria. Be very plain. Don't speak in tongues. Just be saying it. Be saying it. Be saying it now. Say it now. Say it now. Say it now. Say it now. Be bold. Be bold. Be bold. The siege is over. The siege is over. Say it now. Don't keep quiet. The Fulani people will not prevail. They will not prosper. The curse of the Lord be upon them. Is restored to the brothers. The stronghold of curses are lifted. Thank you, Lord.